Last week, Michelle Rodriguez, an American actress best known for her role in the action film franchise The Fast and the Furious, gave the tabloid TMZ a quote to die for. When asked by a reporter whether the rumor was true that she'd been cast to play the superhero Green Lantern in the comic franchise's next film installment, Rodriguez balked. "I think it's so stupid because of all this minorities in Hollywood thing," she said. "Stop taking all the white people's superheroes. Make up your own." Rodriguez's remarks were made off the cuff. She was walking to her car when the paparazzi approached her, and like Patricia Arquette at the Oscars, another Hollywood starlet who recently put her foot in her mouth, it's hard to tell if she was entirely sober. But her comments erupted in a storm of controversy online, a storm Rodriguez attempted to weather in a video she posted to Facebook this past weekend. What she meant, she explained, is that instead of trying to turn a girl character into a guy, or a white character into a black character or Latin character, people should actually make an effort in Hollywood to develop their own mythology. Rodriguez, a perpetual sidekick to whichever male action star appears with her on screen, may be an unlikely champion of the status quo, but she's certainly not its first. Issues of representation and diversity are front center in Hollywood right now, specifically in the aftermath of the Oscars, where many believe the civil rights film Selma was snubbed for Best Director nod. Yet it appears there are a few issues more contentious when it comes to diversity in popular culture than that of bread-and-butter American comic book heroes, heroes who have been changing form on the page for years. In 2014, Marvel introduced Samuel Wilson, the first-ever black Captain America, and in 2012, DC introduced Simon Baz, the first Muslim-American Green Lantern, but who remain, for the most part, fair-skinned and fair-haired on screen, and for good reason. When Rodriguez balked at the suggestion she was cast as the Green Lantern, she invited some strange bedfellows, a horde of white male social media users who applauded her defense of the traditional Caucasian dude in a cape. This is the same demographic, presumably, up in arms about rumors that the next on-screen Spider-Man will not be Peter Parker, but Miles Morales, Marvel's first black Hispanic Spider-Man, or the news that the Ghostbusters remake will feature an all-female cast. It's quite possible that opposition to change in this regard is thinly veiled racism and sexism, similar in spirit to American conservative pundit Rush Limbaugh's recent opposition to a black James Bond. Rumors surfaced last year about Luther actor Idris Elba possibly replacing blonde blue-eyed Daniel Craig as 007. But it's just as likely, I suspect, that the voices loudly protesting this potential shift in representation aren't so much prejudiced as they are infantile. Everyone, after all, likes to believe that what he loved in childhood remains unchanged. It's worth noting that the demographic protesting these changes also become distraught when filmmakers take creative liberties with their favorite heroes' costumes and storylines. The uproar then may have as much to do with nitpicky immaturity than with bigotry. But this doesn't make protestations to new representation in film any more sympathetic. Hollywood is overflowing with remakes, for the most part each one less inspired than the last. Some diversity, any diversity, would be a welcome change. It's easy to see where Rodriguez is coming from in one sense, with her suggestion that minorities develop their own mythologies. The mythologies regurgitated by the box office nearly every year, from Lord of the Rings to James Bond to Spider-Man, are tired. But mythologies are mythologies for a reason. They are universal. We don't repeatedly line up to see Bond and Spider-Man simply because Hollywood shoves them down our throats, but because we love their stories so much we are willing to sit through them in any iteration, no matter how awful, again and again. In the end, it is precisely because mythologies can survive anything that we should open them up to change. And if the Star Wars franchise can survive Hayden Christensen, surely it can survive a black stormtrooper. Myths are not fragile, nuanced narratives at risk of crumbling at the slightest alteration. They are stories of big, broad archetypes. They represent all of us, which means there is no reason why the characters within them can't look like us, too. It's time that those who have always had the privilege of heroes who mirror them in mind and body make room for a generation of heroes who mirror somebody new. It's the adult thing to do.